Ayem Yem Chov Gimel Nissen. Es is Faran der Inyan was Achren Shal Pesach is der Gili fu Mashiach. There is this concept of Achren Shal Pesach that it is the revelation of Mashiach was is Shayach LeKol Yisrael, which is relevant to the entire Jewish people. Pesach is doch der Megdalig un Leil Shimurim. Pesach is all about the leap and about the protected night. Pesach starts with the protected night and it's all about leaping above the boundaries, not orderly. Bichlal Herzacheresdik. And overall, Pesach is all about liberty. It's about freedom. Unodem Faltner der Reine Welt. But then, when Pesach is over, we are plunged back into the world. Is das is der Gili von Mashiach. This is what the revelation of Mashiach serves us. Der Tekef, was es gibt, as wir soll kennen, gehen in Welt. It enables us, it empowers us to be able, as we are plunged back into the world, to continue with this world, coming from such high, lofty levels, to transition back into this world. This comes from Masicha de Friedrich Rebbe, where he talks about the fact that there was a clear distinction between Chabad, the Alter Rebbe, and his fellow colleagues, the students of the Maggid. They were considered what they were called poilim. They took the path of ecstasy. And it wasn't such an internal Chasidus as Chabad. There was a wedding where the Alter Rebbe became a mechutin with Rebbe Levi Yitzchok Baditchever. Rebbe Levi Yitzchok Baditchever was from the giants of the Polish tzaddikim. And the Alter Rebbe told of Rebbe Levi Yitzchok Baditchever, he said, you have a good sense of smell. Because Poland, they took the all-encompassing part of Chassidus. And that consists of smell. This is like smell. Smell, it's not an internal like food, but rather it's more hovering. And he said that the Baditchever, he had that special sense. As the Tzemach Tzedek explains, the difference between Chabad and Poel. Poel is makif, it's hovering, and Chabad is pnimi, it's more internal. Then there was another wedding, the shidduch between the Alter Rebbe and the Polish Tzaddikim, Reb Motel Chernobyler, and the Mittel Rebbe addressed Reb Motel Chernobyler. And he said, they say that in Poland you took the sense of smell. So if you have the sense of smell, do you sense Mashiach on the day of Achren Shel Pesach? And Reb Motel responded in the same way. But I told you, yukach no ma'at mayim, take a little chassidus. Don't expand on chassidus like Chabad does. And in short, you will be able to go quickly. You will be able to elevate the soul to all the worlds. Now, obviously, this is an exchange between holy tzaddikim on very high, lofty levels. And we have a clue, something we understand, that there's more panimi and there's less panimi. But exactly what they were talking about is beyond our reach. And this is what the Rebbe says. This is by big Bala Madregas. This is about people who can relate to the highest levels. This is not for everyone. But there is something in Achren Shel Pesach. There's the revelation of Mashiach that applies to all Jews. After Simchas Torah, after Tishrei, there is a transition. We have Shmini Atzeres, then we have Simchas Torah, and then we have Shabbos Bereishis. It transitions us from the high levels of Tishrei back into the world. V'yankiv holach l'darkei. We go on our way. This is orderly. But after Pesach, the transition is from a leap and suddenly you're thrust back into the world. For this, you need extra energy. And this energy you get from Mashiach. This is the revelation of Mashiach that gives you the ability to survive and to sustain yourself when you come back into the limited world.